Before I start this message, my best friend and wife Jean and I would like to wish everyone a blessed first day of unleavened bread. I know there was a lot of fun last night. Everyone had, I talked to everyone, everyone seemed to have a good time, so that's wonderful. When Jesus walked the earth, this time of the year was known as the Passover of the Jews. For today's message, I thought it would be interesting to search the Bible to see what events took place around this period of time and see if there is anything we can learn. One event that took place around this period of time is written in John chapter 2. Please turn to John chapter 2. We will only be in this chapter for today. The Bible Knowledge Commentary says this event took place during the first Passover after Christ's baptism. This event took place after Christ's miracle when he turned the water into wine at a wedding in Cana of Galilee. And it is the first public event involving Jesus that John writes about. This event must clearly convey a special message to us because God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ inspired John to write about it, and there are no accidents. This familiar event is about Jesus cleansing the temple. I'll start reading in verse 13 from the New Living Translation Bible. It was nearly time for the Jewish Passover celebration, so Jesus went to Jerusalem. In the temple area, he saw merchants selling cattle, sheep, and doves for sacrifices. He also saw dealers at tables exchanging foreign money. Jesus made a whip from some ropes and chased them all out of the temple. He drove out the sheep and cattle, scattered the money changers, coins all over the floor, and turned over their tables. Then, going over to the people who sold doves, he told them, "Get these things out of here. Stop turning my Father's house into a marketplace." Now, this story in John highlights many lessons or takeaways. It highlights God's house should be a place of reverence, that Jesus has authority over the temple, that zeal for God's house is necessary, that our lives are temples of the Holy Spirit, and that it is important to confront hypocrisy. Brethren, but none of these are some of the highlights. However, none of the highlights are my focus today. My focus is on another lesson or takeaway. Brethren, when you look deeply into John's story, you will notice that our Lord is clearly more confrontational than can ever one imagine. He worked when he walked the earth, and his work during our lifetime proves to us that he has the power to disrupt things any time he chooses. He has the power to disrupt things in religious and political establishments, as well as in personal lives like ours. Brethren, I could be wrong, but I do not think Jesus was surprised by the animals and the money changers. According to the commentary by Matthew Henry, Christ kept the Passover at Jerusalem yearly ever since he was 12 years old, in obedience to the law in Exodus. Christ didn't show up one day and say to himself, "Where did all these animals and money changers come from?" The animals and the money changers had always been there. That's how the system worked back then. It was life as usual for them to be there. Life as usual meant changing Roman coins to temple coins, purchasing an animal and offering a sacrifice. The animals and money changers were not the problem. They were the symptom of the problem. I could be wrong, but I think Jesus went to the temple that day for one purpose, and that was to show people then and to show people today that Passover season is a great time to remind people to throw out and overturn life as usual. Brethren, there are times when we need the tables of our life turned over and the animals thrown out, because it's just so easy to fall into the trap of life as usual. Brethren, our bodies are temples of God's Holy Spirit. When Jesus looks into our temple, what tables will he see needing to be overturned? And what animals would he see needing to be driven out? Brethren, we have experienced times in our life when we realize that life as usual was costing us more than benefiting us. Have there been times in our life when we realized that life as usual was not getting us what we wanted? Life as usual can happen in friendships, marriages, parenting, work, church, and in relationships with our Father and our Lord Jesus. If this story tells us anything, it tells us that we are not intended to live life as usual. Passover season invites us to examine the ways of our life, how it has become, to examine life as usual, to make changes, and to continue to purifying our life. Brethren, it is very important to embrace a life of change, because if we're not changing, we are not purifying our lives and becoming perfect as our Heavenly Father and Lord are perfect. Brethren, what tables do we need to overturn? And what animals do we need to drive out? What does the temple of our body need today? And what are we willing to do about it? Brethren, let's look at the second highlight of this particular story, when our Savior was in Jerusalem at the Passover during the feast. It's found in John chapter 2, starting at verse 23. This highlight is about Jesus knowing what is in man. And I'll start reading at verse 23. Now, when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, during the feast, many believed in his name when they saw the signs which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself to them because he knew all men and had no need that anyone should testify of man, for he knew what is in man. In verse 25, it is written, he knows what is in man. Brethren, Christ knows what is in man. He knows what is in our hearts. He knows what is in our minds. And he knows what is in our souls. Brethren, it is very important for us to be reminded each year that Jesus knows us and we cannot hide anything from him. If we do not take the necessary actions to throw out and overturn life as usual, he may just do it for us, just like he did when he cleaned the temple. Brethren, let's conclude this message by reviewing the three lessons or takeaways in this message. The first lesson is this: Passover season is a great time to remind people each year to throw out and overturn life as usual. The second lesson is this: Christ knows us, and if we do not take the necessary actions to throw out and overturn the tables, he may do it for us. And the third takeaway is this: prior to Passover, we are commanded to examine ourselves and identify changes we need to make. If a person leaves Passover season without a list of changes to make in their life, they are living life as usual. Let me repeat that. If a person leaves Passover season without a list of changes to make in their life, they are living life as usual. Brethren, our Passover lamb cleaned the temple during the spring season. Now is the time to spring into action and start making changes to our life. Because please remember, if you're a follower of Jesus Christ, it is never life as usual.